we are going to go to our weekly slot, the Careers Corner, on the Grapevine, and I'm joined on the line by Liam Horan. Good afternoon, Liam. How are you?
Good afternoon, Declan. Very well, thank you.
That's good. Liam, now we are going to focus on questions. The dreaded interview. And this is of particular interest to me because I would be, I would have a serious phobia of interviews and CVs. I am personally very, 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 very afraid of how to answer questions and how to answer them correctly. And I have a selection of questions that I think are normally asked of the candidate when they are sitting down in front of a panel. And one of the ones that always really gets to me is, you know, I'm not sure, I mean, I could talk for an hour, or I don't know whether to talk for 30 seconds, when somebody says, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, and that, and we've touched on this once or twice as well over this series. It's come up with, in kind of different guises. It seems that the interview panel think that this is a real easy sort of settling down kind of question. You know, we'll let the candidate step into the interview with this one. But in fact, as you've touched on there, it's a very broad question, and you could go off in a thousand different directions and not be sure if any directions you go off in are the right ones. Because, you know, tell me about yourself. You're 43 years of age and you've been on this planet for 43 years and done all sorts of things. You could easily veer off in different ways. And I think that I suppose what we would say to people is, in preparing for interview, you must isolate your experience, be it your work experience, your personal experience, your hobbies, that kind of stuff. You must isolate them down to the experience that matches what the employer is looking for. So say, for example, I know in your case you play Gaelic football, and maybe you know that teamwork.
Tried to, for a while.
Well, it wasn't, yesterday's All-Ireland final wasn't so...
I would have probably got a game yesterday.
Well, that's finals, that's a Sinn Féin ally, I suppose. Finals are not always about the brilliance, they're about the team who do enough to win, I suppose. But, you know, teamwork, maybe you captained a team. You know, leadership and teamwork could be hugely important in the role you're going for. So in telling people a bit about yourself, you know, a nice way of doing it could be, well, my name is Declan Murphy, I'm from Park, I'm, you know, such and such an age, my training is in this and my background is in that. For hobby, I play Gaelic football. In that, in fact, I've captained teams, we have won a number of titles. I found that my leadership was very good as a captain of the team, and even when I wasn't captain, I always exhibited good teamwork. I felt I understood the need for people to put their shoulder to the wheel, or whatever cliche comes to mind, you know, and talk a bit about that. So you're talking ostensibly about yourself and your hobbies and your interests, but you're scoring points, if you'll excuse the pun, against the actual criteria that the employers are weighing you against on the day. So beforehand, you've identified leadership, you've identified teamwork as two very important things, and you structure your tell me a bit about yourself question to go down that road. It might equally be, if it's an IT job and you've got exceptional IT skills, you might, in the about yourself question, you might spend time talking about the fact that you've been an IT nerd since you're 10 years of age and that you in school created an app or something like that. You know what I mean? So the bits about yourself that you tell them be relevant to what they're looking for. And when you get into that kind of parallel universe and start realizing that this is the matching exercise that you're trying to achieve, it's actually easier than you think. Preparation is very important, though. You do need to know what they're looking for before you go in there, you know, regardless of their question, so to speak, and have your examples ready to deploy. So the mistake that people make is to go off and tell them 10 minutes about something about growing up and school, we'll say, and none of it is relevant to the job at hand. You know, whereas if you're going for a job as a music teacher and your school days involve being involved in the school musical or being a member of the drama group, for example, in school, then you're relevant. So it's the relevance. The key word in interviews is relevance. People tend to think very chronologically, but in fact, we always encourage people to think through the filter of relevance rather than chronology.
Okay, and another, I suppose, question that might lead out of that is, the interview panel might say to you, of these qualities and of this, how did you bring this to your current or previous last job?
Yes, and again, you know, if you take the questions as an invitation to you to show why you should get the job, it can reshape your view of the question. The question is not generally there to catch you out, or if you feel it's there to catch you out, it's probably an undue level of paranoia. it really is an opportunity for you to talk about something again. So let's just develop what we talked about. We talked about teamwork, we'll say, in the first tell us a bit about yourself question. And then they asked you, well, how might this apply to our job here? Again, you should know the job, the nuances of the job inside out, the job you're going for, or the job you're currently doing, and you must see how one is relevant to the other. So you can talk about in a teamwork, for example, let's say you're working in IT to develop that point, and in IT there's a thing called the crunch, which is in software development or in the gaming industry, where there's 5 weeks left to meeting the deadline there to produce this new product or to launch this new game. And during the crunch, teamwork is very important. It's because it's a project that's coming to fruition. So all members of the team must report a number of times a day generally on the progress they're making, so that we all can reach the deadline date together. And it's not unlike how a sports team operates in terms of
coming towards the end of a league or...
Correct, yeah, yeah. We all.
I think Alex Ferguson who had a different title for that time of year.
He had indeed. And that's where, great teamwork does, come to play. And, even just to develop the football analogy, I recall my club, Ballinrobe, playing Cross Malina a few years ago in the Mayo Senior Championship, and I think it was 8 points each on the stroke of full time. And it was almost like Cross Malina just pressed a different button. And Gardner to Nallon, Nallon to McDonald, McDonald to score, the full length of the field to win the game. It was the crunch element. You talk about how you understand the importance of teamwork, how you've shown it during a previous crunch time, and how that would work in the next one. So at all times, if you've your work done and you understand what the employer is looking for, you will start seeing the relevant links. But if you haven't thought through what the employer is looking for, you are liable then to veer off, as I said, in 1,000 different directions.
Now, you would have outlined your strengths, obviously, and all that. Then you might be asked, okay, we've seen your strengths. What would you regard as your weaknesses? How do you display your weaknesses without looking weak?
Yes, exactly. With weaknesses like this, who needs strengths, kind of thing. it's a very... First of all, it is a cliched question. And I think more and more... HR and recruiters and people like that are moving away from it, because most people have developed an immunity to the question and learned ways of answering it, and exactly as you said, showing weaknesses that don't show you being weak. I think the rule of thumb is to talk about things that A, are not sort of fatal or life or death in the course of this interview, but also weaknesses that you can fix and that you will resolve to fix, and also that you have previous experience of improving on weaknesses. So, for example, you might say, in an interview, if you're going for an office administration role, my knowledge of Microsoft Access is not as good as it should be. It's not something I've worked with. I've been exposed much more to Excel. I know Access is part of the job spec here today. However, I understand the theory of databasing. I've been very good at picking up IT packages in the past. In my last job, I radically overhauled my knowledge of Excel, for example, and I'm very confident in this job I can very quickly get up to speed on Access, and in fact, I'm already doing some tutorials online to get myself up there. So you show a weakness, you have to show something, but also show the way out of it and give them comfort that it's not going to sort of sail, to hold the ship below the waterline.
Very good, Liam Horton. Liam, that is all we have time for today on today's Career Corner. We'll take up some further questions with you again at the same time next week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Declan.